You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a gastropod? Sometime back in the Cambrian, a geological time period about 485 million years ago, a new animal appeared in the fossil record. Many animals first appeared then, and it's sometimes given the nickname the Cambrian Explosion. In a relatively short period of time, geologically, there was incredible evolution and diversity of life. One of those groups is the gastropods, or, to be scientifically accurate, class Gastropoda. Gastro for belly and poda for foot. This class of animals has the slugs and snails. They're an amazingly successful class of animals, having evolved to live in freshwater, seawater, and on land. They're an incredibly diverse class. There are many species. I went to the websites of some of the world's leading natural history museums, places with enormous collections of gastropod specimens, fossil and living. Estimates vary, but there are easily 65,000 to 75,000 species, with some estimates at over 100,000 species. There are always individual exceptions in the world of biology, but here are some gastropod characteristics. Most of them have a well-defined head, meaning you can see it, rather than just being a nondescript part of the body. The mouth has something called a radula for feeding. It's a rough, toothed, stick-like or ribbon-like structure. In some species, it comes out of the mouth and rubs against rocks to scrape at food like algae or seaweed. In other species, it bores through the shell of its prey. The head often has simple eyes and tentacles on stalks. The foot at the base of the body is large and flat. If they have a shell, the foot will have a covering called an operculum to seal the shell when they withdraw into the shell. Typically, snails have shells. Sea slugs and land slugs don't. The shell usually has a coiled shape, and the biological term for this twisting of the body is called torsion. This means the left and right sides look different, a term called asymmetrical. Snails aren't the fastest critters on Earth, which is probably why we have the expression a snail's pace. You can actually do a home science activity to measure their speed. Get a snail from a pet shop or even outside, and then put it on one end of a foot-long ruler. Time how long it takes to crawl to the other end. You can then convert that into yards per hour or miles per hour or meters per second or whatever you want. Well, we've just learned a little bit about gastropods. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.